It's been years since Lisa Price, the phenomenal businesswoman and founder behind Carol's Daughter, first introduced her homespun fragrance oils, body butters, and hair pomade brand to beauty junkies everywhere. And to this day, the brand is one that continues to create and resonate with how women want to naturally feel as a result of their personal beauty routine. New this month, Lisa Price for Carol's Daughter has just introduced their groundbreaking three-step transitioning kit. Good afternoon, Lisa.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good.
I've actually used the product since you've given it to us at the event.
Oh, excellent.
Yes. And I love it.
So, oh, good, good. That's what I love to hear.
So I want listeners to know, what was the inspiration behind the launch of the transitioning kit for the Carol's Daughter brand?
Well, you know, as far as natural hair care goes, it's something that's been a part of what we do at Carol's Daughter, what I've done personally. And, you know, there's been so many women who have thanked me for helping them have a full head of healthy hair. And now that women are going through a transitioning movement, which is different from how it used to be before, you know, before when people first started to stop relaxing, people just went natural. That was the phrase.
Right.
Because there wasn't a period to transition. You either cut all of your hair off, or you put it in locks, or you put it in braids. So it was an immediate shift.
Mm-hmm.
And now with, you know, ionic blow dryers and ceramic flat irons, people have the option to transition. There's, you know, so much more knowledge. We can grow our hair out, cut a little bit at a time, put it in weaves, put it in protective styles, etc. But there's a host of issues that go with that process that I just felt weren't being addressed. And initially when we thought about putting a kit together, you know, because we have such an extensive line, you know, we were like looking and saying, well, should we just, you know, group some of our things together with specific instructions for transitioners? And then in reading the blogs of women who were transitioning and conducting focus groups and talking to women across the country, we realized that wasn't the answer, that there were very specific needs that they had with their hair and problems that they had with their hair, and the better route was to create something new and innovative.
Okay. Now, what does your kit consist of that helps women make that transition?
There are three products in the kit. The first product, which is step one, is an extra gentle purifying shampoo. And the reason that that's beneficial is no matter which stage you're in with the transitioning process, your hair needs moisture and your hair needs to be babied. So having a gentle cleanser is key.
Okay.
If you're wearing your hair curly or managing your two textures and trying to wear it straight, or if you've done the big chop and you're trying to figure out how to manipulate this new hair on your head, regardless of which process you're doing, you're probably using a lot of different products because you're experimenting. You're seeing what works, what doesn't work, trying to navigate your new hair.
Right.
And in doing so, you can end up with product buildup. So even though you need a cleanser that's very, very gentle, you still need that cleanser to clean. So that's the first step. The second step is our scalp renewal spray, which is a treatment for your scalp. And it's kind of taking the concept of skincare onto your scalp and really helping to heal your scalp, helping with the cellular turnover, because repeated relaxers year after year after year causes scar tissue on the scalp for the hair follicle to become misshapen. So this helps that process move along a little bit quicker so that your hair is growing in the best state that it can grow in. And then the third step is a conditioner that has Muru Muru butter in it. And the conditioner is working on the line of demarcation. That's the part where your new growth meets the relaxed hair. And right at that line where those two textures meet, the hair is very fragile and weak and susceptible to breakage. And there's a lot of women that we found get into the transitioning process. They're 6, 7, 8 months in, and they're managing their two textures, and the hair just breaks off at that point because it's sort of like the tab of a soda can being bent back and forth, and it breaks. This conditioner helps to reinforce that line of demarcation, so it helps to prevent breakage.
Okay. Now, I noticed you have a whole community that you've coined, Transitioning Movement.
Yes.
For women who have gone natural. What can listeners expect to find on that site?
There's tons of information on that site, and it's not all information about hair. There is a lot of information about hair, but you can read people's individual stories, people who've already gone through the transitioning process, people who are trying to go through it, and people who are in the middle of it. There's information on nutrition, on exercise, fashion, just lifestyle information. I contribute a blog to it every week called Love Lisa.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a great way for people to come together and kind of do a one-stop shop and get lots of information and get accurate information. There's a lot of information out there, but it's really, really difficult to navigate it and to know who's giving you the right information. So we wanted to try and make that easier for women and bring them together in one place. And at Transitioning Movement, you know, if you want to talk about products from another company that you use, you can totally do that. You know, it's a site that Carol's daughter has set up, but we've set it up to be a community and not really a sales vehicle.
Lisa, it's Black Music Month, and to that point, we can't help but notice that you have one of the most stylish, creative, and musically talented artists, Solange Knowles, as a spokes beauty person for your line. What is the message that you want women to perceive about natural hair through her image?
Well, I think, and I'm pretty sure that Solange would agree with me on this, is it's not just about natural hair versus relaxed hair. It's about being comfortable in your own skin and being happy with who you are and proud of who you are and celebrating yourself and not conforming to be what someone else thinks you should be. So even if your choice is to relax because that is who you are, then go right ahead and do it. But just do it in a way that keeps your hair healthy and do it from the perspective of this is who I am and this is who I want to be. And I think where women sometimes get caught up is trying to conform to someone else's vision of who we should be and what we should look like and how we should act and how we should speak. And we're just not into that at Carol's Daughter, and Solange is definitely not that type of person. You want to celebrate the individual. And we just want women to be happy with themselves and proud of themselves and to feel beautiful because they are beautiful.
All right. Thank you so much, Lisa, for joining us. Where can listeners find you?
Carolsdaughter.com or transitioningmovement.com.
Perfect. This has been the Style Groove Report with Naima Turner for Soulful Sundays with Deanna Williams and Derek Sampson for 100.3 WRNB.